Dr. Matt Josie is our guest on the Tide from Josie Family Orthodontics. And I don't believe this, but apparently there is DIY orthodontics.
Yeah. I don't want to encourage people to go onto YouTube and get crazy ideas, but you will see some crazy things out there. Plus, with the advent of 3D printing, right, there's people who think, oh, I can 3D print my own orthodontic appliances or Invisalign or things like that. But I assure you that even as when I practice general dentistry, and this is my own experience, but I did a few things orthodontics related when I was a general dentist, and I didn't know how much I didn't know until I went to my residency in orthodontics. And so do not do it by yourself at home. Do not start throwing rubber bands in your mouth. But there are these companies out there, and I'll just throw one of them out there. It's Smile Direct Club, and they are well known. They are a marketing machine. It's the same people that did Quicken Loans, that did Warby Parker, I think, and they know what they're doing marketing-wise. They've got a product that oftentimes might get the teeth straight, but they do not. It's not always about getting a good, healthy bite. Buyers should beware when you're going into one of those things, because there's often not a doctor on the other end, and there's certainly not a doctor seeing you on a regular basis, and there's certainly not somebody looking to tailor treatment to your individual needs. Do it from a trained, board-certified professional.
So a lot of the time when we're talking to doctors, physicians, dentists, things like that, you hear that term, board-certified. It's pretty common. You've actually got some interesting statistics when it comes to your field.
In the realm of dentists, and I want to say that maybe one in 20 dentists or something like that is an orthodontist. First of all, not every dentist is an orthodontist. And then of the segment of the population that are orthodontists, only one in three is board certified. So board certification requires additional training and exams that happen after residency. And so I pursued those immediately out of residency and was board certified right away. But yeah, not everybody's board certified.
So when you bought the practice and you renamed it, what made you decide to use your last name, which gets mispronounced a lot, I would guess?
The reason I ended up going with Josie Family Orthodontics was because there's no better way to put your mark of quality on something than to attach your name to it. And so I felt very, very strongly that I wanted to attach my name to the name of the practice. But I've got this super weird last name, J-O-O-S-S-E, and it's mispronounced Jose and Juicy and Jose. And I mean, I've heard crazy pronunciations, but I certainly don't mind people mispronouncing it. I have embraced it. We made a little commercial about people mispronouncing my name, and it's on the website. But Josie is the right way to say it, and I wanted the family in there as an anchor. So even if you were scared to say Josie, it's, oh, that J guy, Family Orthodontics.
And what's your website?
So the website is josiefamilyorthodontics.com, and it's J-O-O-S-S-E.
Well, thank you for coming in. Dr. Matt Josie from Josie Family Orthodontics, that website, josiefamilyorthodontics.com, our guest this morning on The Tide.